Hi, friends. I'm Scott, and this is What a Weird Week. We catch you up on the weird news of the week. If you're new to the program, we pronounce it program a lot of times. So if you're new, that might be a bit jarring.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Also, you can click shownotes.page for show notes, transcript, podcast stuff. The website again is shownotes.page.
10.
Here we go. Season 5, episode Can't Remember for Friday, April the 19th, 2024.
10.
Number 10 this week, the lady who lost her diamond in cookie dough. Now they're asking that you check your cookie dough. Be careful eating your cookie dough. This happened in Kansas. Poor lady lost a diamond off her wedding ring that's worth around $4,000. They figure it is either in the chocolate chip cookies that went out last Friday or the sugar cookies or the peanut butter cookies. I imagine those are their three best sellers. They probably churned out a lot of those cookies. Be careful eating those cookies. We link to the story and also the Facebook post from Sis's Sweets Cookies and Cafe. It was on their Facebook where they first made the announcement. And the last time I checked, they're still looking for that diamond. Be careful. Cookies may contain diamonds.
9.
Beard world records and facial hair world records were acknowledged this past week by the Guinness World Records folks. These were all set during the National Beard and Mustache Championships late last year. Just being acknowledged now, or I guess officially written up now by the Guinness World Records folks on their website. One of the records was longest beard chain. This is where you stand side by side with some other beardos. By the way, that's their terminology. The beard folks refer to themselves as beardos. So you stand side by side with some other beardos and you divide your beard into two. The left side of your beard gets attached to the person on your left. The right side of your beard gets attached to the person on your right. You twist, I think it's twisting the beards together. Perhaps there's some form of clip or maybe a beard scrunchie involved. Anyway, you form a chain out of these magnificent beards. And that's the thing. You probably have to have a very robust beard. You can't have a flimsy beard and be attached to all these other beards. It just probably, the physics aren't there. It wouldn't work. So you must have a robust beard. And one of the rules is your beard has to be of a certain length. And the new world record is 190 feet and something of beardage. They also did a similar thing with mustaches. The longest mustache chain is 20 feet and something. So congratulations to you world record holders. I would say also special acknowledgement to the person who is first in the beard chain because you have to stand there and be still while everybody else gets hooked up to the beard chain. It could take time. People are wiggling around and you're nervous the whole time. Maybe you've had a couple of wobbly pops and you're like, wow, can we hurry this along? Nature is calling. Or my wings are ready. My order's up. Can we hurry this along? I imagine it takes a lot of patience and stick-to-itiveness. So congratulations. Next, a super dangerous world record involving a lawnmower and one involving an Australian pumpkin. You're tuned in to What a Weird Week.
8.
David Record Breaker Rush, the fellow who wants to break all of the world records. I believe that's official now. He just wants to break every world record there is. Every week he's trying to break world records. He uses the world record attempts to shine a light on education and especially STEM education. A lot of times, you know, we have a world record from David Rush and it's something fun like, hey, he caught this weird food in his mouth from far away. Somebody threw a piece of cheese at him or, you know, they're fun ones. This one, do not try at home. The longest time for a lawnmower, which is running, to be balanced on your chin. This was the world record that he set, 9 minutes and 17 seconds of balancing an electric mower on his chin.
I finally passed 7 minutes, 2 seconds, and held on for as long as possible. I wanted to pass 10 minutes, but at 9 minutes, 17 seconds, the pain was too much, so I took it out of my chin. I couldn't move my mouth, neck, back, or legs, but the record was mine.
9 minutes and change of super dangerous lawnmower balancing. Very exciting. Congratulations, record breaker Rush.
7.
I like this headline a lot. Blokes baffling act in New South Wales River, a world first. They believe this fellow has a world record. The fellow who got written up was in the news this past week. He got into a pumpkin and started paddling that pumpkin. First of all, it's the biggest pumpkin grown in Australia, 407 kilograms. So what's that? Times 2.2. That's like 800 and something pounds. He hollowed it out. He got inside. He paddled it. This is something we have seen in North America. I mean, they race these pumpkin boats and stuff. Well, now it's autumn in Australia. As we are heading into summer, our friends in Australia, you are heading into a wonderful pumpkin spice season. And that's kind of the whole story. The first person to ever think to do it or go on record as doing it in a very large pumpkin, paddling that pumpkin. Congratulations, Adam Farquharson. And also the person who grew the very large pumpkin, Adam's friend, Mark. Next, goose-napped geese update. And when is the most stressful time of day? New research. This is What a Weird Week. Weird news, you guys. Weird news.
6.
From San Antonio News, this one is chock full of puns like wild goose chase and birds of a feather and she flocked off. Well, I don't know if that was, I don't think that one's in there, actually, the flocked off one. This story began last weekend when a lady's photo was published online. She was absconding. It appeared in the photo anyway that she was absconding with some geese from a park. Someone snapped her picture. Hey, where are you going with those geese? Now, where I live, we have the Canada goose. They're all over the place. You go to the ball field, Canada goose. You go for a walk, Canada goose. And they're very unfriendly. People think they're majestic. They're somewhat evil. You could not pick up a Canada goose. I mean, that thing would probably murder you. But it appears as though this lady and the geese are getting along in the photo. Anyway, the photo got posted. Then police were called. They were able to investigate, oh, another another pun, foul play. F-O-W-L, foul play is what the police were investigating. The lady apparently just wanted the geese or something, wanted to be close to the geese. I'm not sure what motivated the lady to get involved with these geese, but there was no foul play, really. No charges were laid. The police were able to track the lady down. The geese were unharmed. No criminal charges because partly maybe they do mention in the article, I don't know if it's a technicality, but these geese are domestic, native to that park. If they were migratory birds, there might have been some federal laws that kicked in. So it could have been maybe more trouble for this person. Anyway, that is the latest update on the goose napping story.
5.
What's the most stressful time of day? From our friends at Study Finds. Just to cut to the chase, if you want to know, it's 8:15 in the morning. 8:15 in the morning is the most stressful time, according to this research published on the Study Finds website. Survey was 2,000 British adults. 51% of respondents feel overwhelmed after getting out of bed. Now that checks out. I thought it was just me, you guys. So what causes us to be stressed out at 8:15 in the morning? I can kind of paraphrase the study a bit about why we're so stressed out at 8:15 in the morning, but it's the usual stuff you would think of. Getting the kids ready for school, the toast burns, you lost your keys. It's all happening around that 8:15, that magic time of 8:15 for many, many people. What am I going to wear? Where are my lucky underpants? I've got that big interview today. All of that is happening in the morning time and all those stresses come together and make 8:15 in the morning on average the most stressful time. Then the article gives you ideas on how to be less stressed at 8:15 in the morning. But that also, all the usual stuff. Get to bed on time, be prepared, have a routine, get up early. All of the things you would have thought of or any internet search would tell you. No offense to Study Finds. I mean, those are the tried and true remedies for being less stressed. Anyway, next time you're cranky or having a stressed out time around 8:15 in the morning, you will know you're not alone. It won't help, but you'll know you're not alone. Next, prank or criminal behavior? You be the judge. We'll run that story down. And also the woman accused of fake dentistry, of all things to fake. This is What a Weird Week. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Did I say that creepily? I didn't mean to.
4.
Thank you for listening.
4.
Okay, number 4 is either a prank or criminal behavior. At first, it seemed like a prank to me, but I mean, it appears as though the student got into some criminal trouble. This involves a Baldwinsville, New York high school student, according to the story. This is all alleged. Fox 8 News published the story, and it seems they had limited information, maybe, because they're using things like, reportedly, the high school student has been arrested. So what the high school student did, allegedly, was they sent a fax pretending to be the principal of the high school, and the content of the fax was the principal resigning. So the student tried to make it look as though the principal resigned from the high school. The alleged prankster, a 17-year-old student from Charles W. Baker High School, if you're like me and you think, seemed like a prank, there was something else going on, a little bit more elaborate. Allegedly, the student had some fake school email accounts as well and tried to get some personal details from people at the school. Good old-fashioned email phishing. Bad old-fashioned email phishing, I mean. And God bless the school, they figured out these emails seemed shady, so that didn't pan out. So, what do you do if people won't answer your email? You send a good old-fashioned, a bad old-fashioned fax. So that's what the student allegedly did. And again, according to Fox 8 News, it would appear as though the student has been arrested. That's criminal impersonation. That would be the charge.
3.
Woman accused of allegedly posing as a dentist and not really being one. This story out of Illinois, according to the article, the lady has allegedly pretended to be a dentist, a dental expert. And this lady has also gotten in trouble for doing the same thing in Las Vegas, seeing patients, giving them veneers, advertising on social media about the veneer business. Actually, pretty good slogan. Well, wait, I don't want to say anything good about a scammer, but this slogan, changing lives one smile at a time, that would have gotten me in. I want my life change. I want a smiling life change. So if the price is right, I'm going to this dentist. I mean, how would you even know? You show up, the price is right. You get there, there's an office, a white coat, they start doing the work. How do you even know what's going on inside your mouth at that point? It feels as though they're putting braces on. Story checks out. But it turns out it was not quality dental work. And some poor folks, when they called back and they were like, my mouth hurts, what's going on? Well, the dental office, the fake dental office phone line had been disconnected. Kind of an elaborate scam, really. You would think if you're going to be the victim of a dental braces scam that you would show up, pay in advance, you get there, and it's an empty lot. But no, you got there, and they actually, this alleged fake dentist did some stuff, just not good stuff. Anyway, added to the list of things we have to double and triple check now. If you need dentistry, make sure you're going to a real dentist. Okay, up next, the Loch Ness Monster is in the news. The Loch Ness Monster and NASA. Finally! You're listening to What a Weird Week. It's about weird news. From Sky News, NASA being urged to help find the Loch Ness Monster. The request coming from the Loch Ness Center. They're urging NASA to help them out with a new hunt for the Loch Ness Monster that will be happening this summer. There was a big search last year where they apparently heard some strange noises. That's all the evidence I need, you guys. Strange noises. I mean, come on. That is some kind of sea serpent, based on the evidence. Loch serpent, whatever. So how they are getting NASA's attention on this is not a formal request. They're just trying to spread the word on social media. And in doing that, hope that NASA will be like, well, looks as though we're a TikTok trend now. We better go ahead and help this sea serpent thing. So I would like to use this platform right now to address all the many members of NASA who subscribe and tune in weekly to What a Weird Week. Hey, it would be great if you took this, if you kicked this up the chain to your bosses and helped out the Loch Ness Center and used your NASA technology and know-how to finally put to rest the mystery of Nessie. Honorable mention. I don't follow the NBA too much, you guys, but I love this story. The chicken promotion. The Houston Rockets are in town the other night to the LA Clippers, and it's the last regular season game. They have this thing, the LA Clippers, where if the opponent misses two free throws in a row, you get free chicken. If you're there at the game, you get free chicken. And so the center for the Houston Rockets, I practiced pronouncing his name, but I keep messing it up. So let's just call him the center for the Houston Rockets. It's the late fourth quarter season finale, and the center for the Houston Rockets is on the free throw line, and he misses the first one. I don't know if he missed the first one on purpose, but it seems apparent, at least the second shot, he blew it on purpose, knowing that everyone would get delicious chicken. And it's pretty funny.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people. I love that. What a great call. Hang on, number one is next. The reverse art thief. This one is odd, you guys. Welcome back to What a Weird Week, the show where we count down 10 weird things from the news. We're at number one, you guys.
One.
From the Smithsonian Mag website, this is their headline. Employee quietly sneaks his own painting onto the walls of a German museum. So you think you're going to be, this could be your big break, right? This is a fella in his 50s. He's an art enthusiast. He's part of the maintenance team at this German museum. One of his jobs is to put paintings on the wall. So he put one of his own paintings on the wall. I mean, even if it was just a prank, like, hey, this one's mine. I did this. Isn't this hilarious? That alone to me is a work of art. That prank is art. But the article kind of indicates this fellow was serious. It wasn't a joke. He thought this would be his big break. He was hoping to be discovered. Anyway, it didn't work out great for this fellow. He got fired and he might go to prison for doing this. This is a museum in Germany that has Picassos and works by Andy Warhol. They think he did around $100 damage, give or take, because he drilled a hole in the wall to put up his painting. So then he got fired and they contacted the authorities, and now there's an investigation for property damage. They say you could get 2 years in prison for that. Is a judge really going to throw this artist in jail? Oh, I wanted to end on a happy note. That's a weird one. That is the weirdest story of the week. Not a happy ending. Sometimes people suffer for their art. Is that too cliche? I didn't want to end on a cliche either. Well, let's be done. Thanks for listening to What a Weird Week. If you want the show notes or a transcript or podcast stuff, you can click shownotes.page. And thanks for listening on the stream every weekend on Funhouse Radio. We are part of the programming, and you can ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. We'll catch you next week for 10 more weird things from the news. What a weird week.